kind of feel like we're walking in a winter wonderland, Jeff.
Every podcast with you is like a wonderland. Just fill in the season before wonderland.
It's more on the wonderland part. More wonderland, less winter.
Exactly.
Hey everyone, it is 7:30 on Monday night, and you know what that means. It is time for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy Monday. I'm glad someone's enthused about it.
Yeah.
Monday, December 13th, episode 17.
To show them we're live, what time is it?
It's 7:31. Yep. The clock just changed.
Can't make that up.
Judging by the old clock on the old wall. We did kind of a change of studio. So what we're calling Studio L.
I like Studio L.
We're normally in Studio A, and this time we're in Studio L. And it's a different feel.
It's a little more professional.
Yeah. Normally we sit like next to each other, like two guys on a couch. Now we're like staring at each other.
With our computers open.
Yeah.
It's much more business-like.
I feel like it's like meet the press or something.
I want to be like in the soundproof booth though. That's the next step.
You could go over there.
Yeah, and just close the door.
Yeah, just go in that room.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be like Studio X. We'll just keep going up the alphabet.
Exactly. So yeah, and you know, we're at this dining room table. For a guy that doesn't do any cooking, you have a really big dining, like nice dining room table.
It's mahogany, Jeremy. You know how I feel about mahogany.
Yeah, I'm very impressed. I come over to Jeff's place, and I set my mic on the table, and he's like, "Ooh, that's not going to scratch the table, is it?"
This is like a museum. You have to understand this area here is like a museum. Everything's wrapped in plastic when you're not over here.
Yeah.
It's never used.
It is never. I mean, you got your TV upstairs and everything.
Yeah.
Like, this is
purely for display.
Wow. A lot of space for one man.
A lot of space.
You're spoiled. Speaking of our show, Facebook fans are up 13% over last week.
You know, we were going crazy last week because we had one edition. I mean, this is great. Jeremy,
I don't even know how we should celebrate that, a 13% increase in fans.
I think we just do a fist bump.
I mean,
that's fantastic. I was discouraged we'd never get to 100 fans.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wouldn't be able to fall asleep at night thinking that we would max out at like 82. Those fears can be put aside, Jeremy.
Those fears are gone?
Yep, we're going to get 100, and I'm going to say before the end of this calendar year.
That's quite a thing.
Yep, well, I told you, part of it goes back to my Christmas party, that I'm going to have a computer set up when they walk in for my party this Saturday, and if you're not a fan of the show, you'll be required to log in.
Right, I think that'd be great.
I think that's too.
One thing. I think, yeah, admission to the party, you have to become a fan.
I'm going to have a list. It's like a club in New York, but so different.
Right.
But it's like the club in New York in this respect. Me or someone at the door will have a list of invitees and whether or not they've liked us on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. So do you like the show? No, I like you guys. No.
No, you like the show. Oh, there's a computer over here, ironically. We'd be happy to help you log in.
Sign in and prove it to me.
And there'll be Christmas delights beyond the door once you get past that point.
Prove your loyalty.
Yes.
Hey, if you're not yet a fan of a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy.
What's wrong with you?
For reals, you can go to radioshowonline.com and click the big Facebook logo and become a fan that way. You can also, from radioshowonline.com, go to hit the live chat button. And you can jump in the live chat room. You can join.
Jeremy, there's some interaction going on. I think someone's hitting on your fiance.
And Jen.
Is Doug trying to get to know Jen? I mean, we know romance happens in the chat room rather regularly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm worried your fiance's in there. There's a guy Doug in there. I'm just saying.
The chat room has been used for some random hookups in the past.
Hookups, also recipe exchanges. I'm just saying, keep an eye on Doug in there.
I think a few weeks ago, we actually made the announcement that one of the sole reasons we're doing this show is to get you your next date.
That's true. So, ideally via the chat room.
Right.
I keep waiting for someone like with a great name, like Amy.
Wow.
To show up in the chat room and say, "Hey guys, it's me, Amy," and that's it. It just takes off.
That would be scary if that could instantly happen.
So far, it's just your fiance, and I don't like my chances.
Yeah, yeah, not too good.
Not too good.
So anyway, it is freezing cold outside. Let's talk about this crazy weather. So a big storm hit Cleveland last Wednesday. Was the big storm. But since then, right now, it is 16 degrees at Progressive Field, downtown Cleveland. Plus, and that doesn't even cover the wind chill, which I'm not going to get into because I'm not a licensed meteorologist, so I can't read all that info.
I just love the panic on the local news and how they want this so badly. They wait and wait and wait for a weather crisis to come along.
Yeah.
And they hit it right out of the chute.
Yeah.
And they're live outside. and they got the Doppler 6000 and they're putting out multiple theories about what could happen and people are stuck and people might be dying. It's such a worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And the music and the graphics.
Yeah.
It's the local news, just I feel like they thrive on this environment.
Well, people do tune in still, and I don't understand because, you know, you can go to weather.com and see, you know, forecasts by the hour, and you can see your own maps and future. You can be your own meteorologist.
Really, these days. Yeah.
So I don't understand why people still go and like wait to see what Andre Bernier.
All I can think of, it's the older generation. Some would say the greatest generation. That is,
yeah.
That is in their 50s and older that maybe aren't so keen on the internet, and there's still that demographic that really relies on local news. But to take your point a little further, I do think that in 20 years, because of the things you just mentioned, why do we need local TV guy telling us what's going on when we already have the information 24 hours a day?
Right, right. Daniel, 24. Although there was some cool video, although I saw this online first, of the of the dome in Minneapolis.
Yes, that was unbelievable.
That is crazy. They actually have that on video of like the snow falling in. We'll put it on our blog.
Let's do that because people don't know where to find this. We're going to make it our website. We want to be your shop, your one stop for weather, for news, for graphic weather calamities. Can we just put it all on our website?
Yeah, we're your official school closing podcast.
We are. We are Cleveland and the Midwest. Yeah. I was updating some Indiana school closings earlier today.
Booker T Elementary for tomorrow. Class is closed. Actually, for the rest of the week.
And by the way, I saw Kent State finals pushed back to next week. All you Kent State listeners.
Yeah, so don't study.
Because I know they were going to go there until they heard me talk about it. Kent State people, get out of that school website or go to our website. We'll have a link.
Just go to the bars now. Just forget about it.
Speaking of that, I do enjoy these snow days because of several things. Well, one is I was in Mansfield for work for the day on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I usually tailor it so I get home around 3 o'clock. Nice leisurely early day.
Leisure or leisure?
I'm going to go with leisure, but I think it could be either one.
Okay, we'll pull a chat.
We'll have someone like, Jen, can you help us with that? So as I came home at 3 o'clock, the disaster was just unfurling. The snow, the weather. So there's nothing better than being in your house watching the live TV shots of, I've never seen gridlock in this city like it was Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And it went from like 4 to 8 or 9 at night.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, cars were just parked in front of the Quicken Loans Arena. I saw various angles. No one was moving. My sister took her 3 hours to get from downtown to Bay Village. So I did have a couple of friends that somehow got out of downtown, went the back way, hung out with me at Prosperity Social Club, and we just waited it out there in a bar.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
I know. I actually tweeted about that. I said, hey, people that are working downtown, like, bars are open within walking distance.
Why would you sit in your car for 3 hours? Just go relax downtown, relax in Tremont. Waited out. We had a nice evening. I had 4 or 5 people down with me hanging out and just laughing about the traffic. And then about 9:30, everyone left. It was great.
Yeah. That's what we did too. You know, I have the luxury of being able to walk to work, as I mentioned before, but some people went over to House of Blues at like right around 5. I mean, people were leaving earlier at like 4, but they were like texting back to people that it was taking them an hour just to get onto the highway. Some people were like stuck in like traffic garage or parking garages.
Yeah.
It took forever just to get out of the parking garage.
Yeah.
And then you're on the street and you sat there. I mean, so I left the office at about 5 or 5:30 on Wednesday and walked out, and like Euclid Avenue was all backed up. No one was moving. The intersection was just like a crazy, like you couldn't tell who had the right of way, and it was just a mess.
Chaos.
My sister works at East 9th and Lakeside, and she got out of work at like 3. Drove around downtown for like 3 hours, like couldn't get out of downtown for 3 hours. Eventually just left her, parked in some empty lot and walked over to House of Blues.
That's great.
Had a couple of beers with me, and then we walked back to her car and she gave me a ride again.
That's like, the exact right approach though.
Yeah, yeah. When traffic hits, just go drink.
Yeah, get in your car and sit for 2 hours, 3 hours, or just leave your car. The good thing is we live in a city that has a good mix of bars, restaurants, and offices. If you're downtown, you're not that far from a bar or restaurant. I have a strong feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
There are options.
No, the thing is, too, I think the people around, I don't know if it's a Northeast Ohio thing or if it's just a people thing. I mean, people just seem, they love their cars and they just love, like, getting back. I don't know, maybe, I like being home, but it's just, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, why?
People are so black and white that they have to either be at work or be home.
Like, must leave work
or,
now.
Or on the way to home.
Yeah.
They have to be getting to home or home.
Or
they
home.
Can't get out of that mindset where, hey, maybe I can just hang out down here.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's good to be with your family, but you have an excuse. Like,
yeah.
Sorry, honey. You got to watch the kids.
For 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to go drink at the bar because the traffic's backed up. Yeah. And she can see it on the news.
I don't need a free pass. I use it as a free pass.
I know, you were calling just random people. Hey, yeah. Sorry, honey.
Yeah, sorry. I was calling people on my phone saying, knock me home.
Like, who is this?
New York is like, that's great, but why are you calling?
But I really happen to be a Prosperity Social Club. That's a great snow and bar. It's got a nice little fireplace in the corner, hung out, had some drinks, and yeah, bring on the snow is what I say. My commute is going to be side roads, so my commute's never that bad. So yeah. I'm never going to be that guy.
Yeah, yeah. But no, Prosperity is a good place to wait out a snowstorm. It's got that cozy.
It does. You feel like you're in a lodge about to hit the slopes.
I like it a lot. So that was Wednesday. So then today, Monday, schools were canceled. And it was all still, you know, cattywampus and crazy. And I guess they're saying it's going to run the storm warnings through Wednesday.
Well, I thought last night I saw it was a 60-hour winter storm warning. 60 hours.
I know. I saw that. I'm like, is this a typo? Did my phone not update with the correct warning?
So that's always nice when you've got that to look forward to.
A couple businesses are taking advantage of it. Like Parallax is offering a snow day deal. So you can get 10% off your total bill tonight and tomorrow night at Parallax, right here in the Tremont neighborhood. And if you go to Twitter and you're into hashtagging, which is kind of like the equivalent of like a subject line would be in Twitter, the hashtag CLE snow, Clee snow, people are writing about things happening related to the Cleveland snow. Like Brown Noise says, roads in Kent are terrible, and I love it. Rogowski says, smooth sledding on I-90 at West 98th, a little slick and gusty, 50 miles per hour.
Well, we'll link to that on our website. Once again, you should have everything you need for any of your snow-related issues at radioshowonline.com.
You can't really link to a hat. I guess you kind of can. You can also email us, hatemail@radioshowonline.com.
We got some email.
We do have some emails coming up at later on.
Apparently,
the show.
Friends are giving me very important news updates through the radio show website instead of contacting me directly. So we'll talk about that.
Exactly. We got some emails coming up. We got discussion on a new Inner Belt project, something about the latest Ask Men's Mail survey of 2010. So all that's coming up, and it's already 7:43. We only have half an hour left. We have so much show. And so little time.
Let's just cut it out.
But let's
15 minutes.
We're done. But Jeff, tell me about your. I was following you on Foursquare because we both use Foursquare a lot, and you were at Treehouse somewhere.
I ended up at Treehouse Saturday night, which, as you know, is my backyard bar.
Right.
That's my hometown bar.
Right. Right. And your comment was recovering from the worst office party in history.
Yes, and then pound shots.
So I'm like, this is going to be a great show topic. I couldn't call you. That's why we can't talk outside of this show.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're thinking of what I'm going to talk about at the radio
show.
Save
it.
So I represent a company, the largest company we rep is in Western Pennsylvania. They have their annual...
You do, what, screws or something?
Piping.
Piping.
It's really not piping, but I just like
you're
saying
a pipe
that.
Layer. You lay pipe.
I lay pipe, and the piping company is in Western Pennsylvania, where I collect my pipe. And I was out there for their
what
Christmas party.
West Pennsylvania pipe?
It's the best in the country, Jeremy. So I was out there for this Christmas party, and it's one of those things where they're a great company, and they're obviously a big source of me making a living, so I appreciate that a lot.
Do they buy this dining room table?
They pay for the legs of the table and two chairs. But I have to – so they are a huge part of my income. So I don't like going out to this party, but I realize it's the right thing to do. I have to – it's their big work party, and it's the right thing to do.
Gotcha.
But you have to drive an hour and – you, me, has to drive an hour and 45 minutes each way – at night, on a Saturday night in December, generally weather's not good.
Right, especially lately.
It was one of those things where I just kind of dread it when it's coming up, and you hate to kill a Saturday night for work stuff, right, mm-hmm, first of all. But I've done this now 4 or 5 years in a row. But then I have the lows and the highs. The low is going over there doing this thing, but I usually get home by 11, mm-hmm, and then I let it go because mm-hmm I have the 365 days till my next time I have to do this party.
Right.
In a bar. So I met a bunch of people out there out for a going away party, some friends for another reason, but we all decided to meet in Tremont at Treehouse so I could meet up with them when I'm back for my day. Got there, was celebrating, I was so happy. One more year, don't have to do this horrible trip. And drinks and shots were flowing, and it was awesome. So from 11 to 2, it was overdrive. Mm-hmm. I was celebrating, so glad to be back, so glad it was over with, and very emotional.
Yeah.
So that was why I was so happy. Worst Christmas party in that it's a 4-hour drive round trip in a total of 7 hours.
So the actual party itself?
3 hours.
Well, and was that bad, or was that just a typical?
It's just fine, but it's more of getting there, getting back, and then the whole. And a coworker of mine said it best: it's not even doing it; it's knowing the week before you have to do it, and knowing that oh, there goes Saturday night, and oh, there's a 4-hour drive I got to do, and that type of thing. So it's really the build up to it is what gets me more than anything else.
Did you carpool with other coworkers?
No, our coworkers from all over the city, and my best chance of getting in. I'm all about getting in, getting out.
Right.
My best chance was doing the silver bullet alone there and out.
And you hate the environment.
Yeah, I just hate the whole idea of the drive and the night being wasted. So, but 11 o'clock, I came in and went to town. It was great. So now I'm so happy. It's a year away.
Nice.
Yeah, my one weekend night commitment for work is done.
Every day of the week, though, it's getting closer.
Thank you for ruining it. So every show now, you're going to say we're that much closer to your next Christmas party.
Yeah, we're 357 days away from the next work Christmas party for Jeff.
And then we are bringing commerce, Jeremy. The radio show with Jeff and Jeremy is controlling commerce.
Well, how are we doing that?
We are moving discretionary dollars throughout various bars. My friend Cammy organized an outing Sunday at the Rivergate Bar, which we've talked about.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, you're just this big advocate for Rivergate.
Well, we figured out that it feels like it's a bar that you would have in your basement. If you're going to have a basement bar.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it feels like. And that's a good feeling, Jeremy.
That is. I always thought Happy Dog felt like that. I always felt that the inside of Happy Dog felt like my grandmother's basement.
Yeah.
Like with the wood panel.
Yeah, that's kind of how this place feels. Okay. If you put a nice bar with some flat screens on the wall, you got this bar, that's your basement. So she organized a group of 20 people. We hung out at Rivergate, watched the Browns game, watched some other games there from like 12 to 6 or 7.
And that was probably the biggest crowd that has ever been.
We dominated the bar. Yeah. We had 20 people and we hung out there all day, watched NFL. It was great. They liked us. You know, it's just a couple guys there. They got to know us. Cheap, fun, great, close to my house.
Did you hand out one of these?
Oh, shoot.
No, I'm reaching into my pocket and I'm handing Jeff the radio show with Jeff and Jeremy business card.
Now, weren't they voted something?
Yeah, it says born here, raised here, staying here. Voted Cleveland's favorite weekly podcast by J&J Research, which I hear is a very reputable research.
I hear they're one of the finest in the country. Them and JD Power goes back and forth.
For the latest on weekend happenings in Cleveland, hilarious stories, and hijinks, go to www.radioshowonline.com. So we've been trying to hand these out, and you're supposed to, whenever you go to a place like that, hand that out so they'll tell all their friends.
I'm going to do this now. I'm going to go there again, I'm sure, within a couple days. I'm going to make sure they put this prominently.
Jeff, if we're going to consistently increase our Facebook fans...
It's like, Jeff, if we're going to make this marriage work...
by 13% each year. Each week.
Yeah, year.
So it's more.
The bar couldn't be lower.
Yeah. We have to do something to market it with our limited budget.
So that was your weekend, Jeremy. That was mine. It was a work weekend for me.
I did the work party as well.
Was it in Western Pennsylvania?
It was not. It was actually at Anatomy on West 9th and St. Clair down in the Warehouse District. So it was pretty cool. We rented out the whole place. It was open bar. They had bartenders that would do their fancy drink thing where they would light bottles on fire and throw them back and forth between each other. Very acrobatic type bartender display. They had some prizes, some giveaways, some trips, some all sorts of, you know, giveaways, trips, that sort of thing, iPad giveaway. I'm distracted because you're bringing over a bottle of American Honey. And it's funny because I think I have that a t-shirt from American Honey. What is American Honey? Wild turkey.
Wild turkey. It gets to a poll question we have later.
Okay. Do we drink this now?
No, with the poll question.
Okay, we got to
wait. I'm setting up.
I kind of want it.
I didn't want everyone to know you blew my cover. No one knew I was doing that.
Well, you're tiptoeing and you put alcohol in front of me and having the alcohol problem that I have, I wasn't able to...
It's hard to focus.
Yeah.
Now, when you say trips, this sounds like this work party sounds like it's another one of your Oprah trips.
They gave away a trip to Vail, Colorado, and they gave away a trip to Miami, Florida. And they gave away an iPad and some other stuff. And they had some of our associate partners at the company were guest bartenders. So that each one would like take a half hour and had a signature drink.
Oh, that's fun.
So when your boss is making chocolate cake shots, you have to drink them.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's like a rule. So, had a good amount of alcohol. It's pretty funny being in that environment when you know, all your coworkers start drinking. It was a fun time.
Was it like a sitcom where someone gets out of control usually and it's embarrassing?
I think by the time that happened, I had already had enough that I wouldn't have really realized it. But
maybe that was you.
I don't think I did anything embarrassing. No one did anything like crazy embarrassing.
No clumsy passes?
No, no. It was just all
well, not by you, but you didn't witness any clumsy passes.
No, okay. It was all good fun. It was a good time.
That's
also
fun.
As I've been speaking about for the past couple of episodes, I
finally sold my car.
Congratulations.
Yes. So Saturday this guy came out, took a look at the car, wrote me a check on the spot, and that's all set. Although I was kind of confused in the process when it comes to have you ever sold a car?
Yeah, I thought about that. I've only traded it in to get a new one, so I don't know how that would work if I was purely selling my car to someone.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how it works either.
I was hoping you would tell me.
No, so he came and he had like he was going to write me a check. So he wrote me a check from like this mutual fund that he had. And he brought printed like a printed statement that showed his balances as kind of proof that. That
the check
he had this
bounce.
Money in his
yeah.
account. So I'm like, okay, we went to the bank actually, but the bank said that they can't verify the funds unless it was PNC, because I'm a member of PNC, and unless his account's PNC,
right.
it's nothing they can do. So I'm like,
okay. Just kind of cross your fingers and deposit it?
Yeah,
so I deposit it. So then the bank
has the title because it wasn't paid off yet. So the bank actually owns the title on the car. So I have to go pay off Honda. And then Honda will send me the actual title in the mail, and then I guess I mail it to him, and then he officially has the car.
Okay.
But like, I don't know what he does. If like he drove home and like murdered somebody in my car, he could have done that. Like he sells my plates on it.
Yeah.
And like, it's still I still have it insured under my name for now until
the title.
Because he can't insure it until
it's in
the title's
name.
In his name.
This is as confusing as I thought it would be.
Yeah, it is confusing. Okay. So I don't know. I think you just cross your fingers and hope for the best.
It sounds like it's going to work out.
I think it's more... thanks for your confidence.
It sounds like it might work out.
I think it's more on the shoulders of the buyer than the seller.
That's
like,
what
if
I
you're
would think
buying a car from an individual,
yeah.
make sure you cross all your T's and dot all your I's, because I don't think this guy did. He was just like content to write.
Sounds like you
check.
Really took advantage of him.
Yeah, I stuck it to him. No, I got a fair price.
That lemon, that's good.
So the car... Also went to the Bizarre, B-I-Z-Z-A-R-E, and then the two ways you spell bizarre, back and forth.
Yep.
You're reading your screen and you're not looking.
Sorry.
Look at me.
Oh, sorry.
Look
sorry.
At me.
This is the problem with the new format. You got to go to the old studio.
I know. I can see when you're not paying attention. Before I had to just rely on my ears.
I'd be texting at this point.
That's right. You would be. That's not a joke. It was a big craft fair. They had at 78th Street Studios. I actually bought this drawing painting thing from a local artist that was there. That was Key Tower, the Terminal Tower, and the BP building all drinking beers.
Oh wow!
And they were like made to look like characters, and it was really cool.
I love the idea of supporting local art.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it, but I love the idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice.
Well, this one
that.
Again, the artist was there. It was only $20, you know, for a little late.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do that.
It was pretty cool.
That's cool. It's very unique.
Brunch at Lucky's, you know, that's about it. Hey, I wanted to give an update, you know, on Christmas sale, because Christmas sale season is coming to a close.
I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of sick of hearing about it, to be honest.
Really?
You know, everyone's so hyper about it. It's great. Don't get me wrong. We all like to talk about it.
Right.
We all like to drink it. But, you know, I'm a big fan of Conway's Irish Ale, which is, I believe, the next seasonal beer in line, which mm-hmm. I think kicks off like January 1. They get it right out there. That's my favorite Great Lakes beer.
Does it kick off around the same time as American Honey?
Possibly.
Do we Very drink close. That now? Is now when we drink it?
No, the poll question.
Okay. Yeah. So it covers 25 Great Lakes Christmas Ale. Is 25% of Great Lakes' total volume.
Wow, see, I would have thought it was... That's about right, I guess.
So they only sell it 8 weeks out of the year,
and it
represents
of their
28%.
Yeah.
Or 25% of their volume. 91% of their sales are to Ohio. They've seen double-digit sales increases this year, so it's doing really well. So they're done brewing it. They're just distributing it to their last thing. So if you have a chance, I still have some sitting in my fridge. So if you have a chance to go drink some.
I may get one last six pack. Well, I have my Christmas party this weekend. I think it's going to be all over my house this Saturday. I'm sure there'll be plenty of Christmas ale.
Ah, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. For the
yeah,
you should have got a keg of it.
You know, yeah. That's not a bad idea, actually. That's
I don't know. Is there time?
Kegs just are so much work, though, with picking them up. And, you know, I've kind of lately my party just been having people bring beer, and I bring a bunch of beer, just cans, bottles. The whole keg idea with the garbage can and moving it around in the ice, and I've kind of got away from that. But it's a great idea in theory. I like the idea of that.
In theory.
If you would do the work, I'd be supporting it. I just don't want to do the work.
So you had asked me this question earlier. What happens if you refuse to use a breathalyzer?
Well,
And why did you ask me this, by the way?
Oh, no, I've had no issues. But a friend of mine, I saw something on the news tonight, the national news, where they were saying that certain states do not allow you the option to refuse it. Ohio is not one of those.
Like they shove a breathalyzer in your mouth?
No, if you say, I will not do breathalyzer, they can get a court order. There's a judge standing by, 8 states, I want to say. A judge is standing by. They get a court order from a judge over the phone and take blood from you within a half hour.
Wow.
That's 8 states. That's not Ohio. Ohio, you can refuse it. So I was just talking to you.
The government can take blood from you against your will?
Yep. 8 states.
But
the federal government is trying to get everyone to be on board with this, where someone cannot turn down a breathalyzer. So in Ohio, you can still turn down a breathalyzer test. So I said to you, have you heard of this theory? Everyone's got theories on what to do if you're pulled over for drinking, right?
Mine is, I've heard that if you are like, if you are drunk, if you know, if I take this breathalyzer, I will fail, that you should
you say no.
not.
I've heard that too. And I've also heard, you didn't hear this, but I told you a lawyer, a friend of mine, said, if you can run... And this is, people have done this. This is seriously, if you can run, yeah, they know it's your car with your plates, but if they don't catch you, if you can run away from them, they can't charge you with anything.
They can't prove that you're drunk. But isn't that the same as refusing the breathalyzer? Because if you refuse the breathalyzer, basically they don't have scientific proof.
But they have you in custody.
Yeah.
If you run and they don't get you, they've got your car at the side of the road. I'm not saying you should do that. That's just part of the debate, which is fascinates me about what you should do if you get pulled over.
I should call my friend John. He's a cop in Mentor. If John, if you are listening, go to radioshowonline.com.
He's in the chat room now
and jump in the chat room.
Wouldn't that be convenient?
Maybe he is.
Is his name Doug?
No, I just said his name.
I know.
John.
I was hoping it's all in the chat room.
How about BK? Somebody. People keep jumping in and out of the chat room. It's like they go into the chat room and they're like, "This is not what I was expecting," and then they leave.
What do you people want from us?
I don't understand.
What else can we do? So there you go. That's the breathalyzer question. Did you talk about the dream?
I didn't talk about the dream. You know, I think things are getting bad when you start... Like, I dream about Excel spreadsheets because of my job. I'm, like, always doing stuff in Excel. Yeah,
I dream about piping.
You dream about laying pipe? Because that's laying West
about
Pennsylvania.
About Pennsylvania pipe.
No, so I was having this dream, yeah, and I was... For some reason, we were not in the same room when we were doing the show.
That was the future. That's the future.
Yeah, I know. We were like both, so we don't have to see each other. We were both remote, and I was like trying to dial in, but was having a problem establishing a connection.
You always have technical problems. I never do.
Right, because you don't do anything technical.
I don't know what it is.
And so you were just, of course, helpless.
Texting.
You couldn't do anything. And then there was all these people in the chat room. There was like dozens of people in the chat room. And I felt so bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're at chatroom records at radioshowonline.com.
That's our luck.
And we can't get the show going. But there's all these people in the chat room. Where's the show? Where's the show? And yeah, it caused me a lot of anxiety, actually.
Well, speaking of anxiety.
Yes.
We are transitioning. Cleveland State does not cause me anxiety because all they do is win games.
Yes, Cleveland does have a winning
football. When are people going to get on board with Cleveland State basketball? There was a great article I posted on my personal Facebook profile and that website, waitingfornextyear.com, which is generally about the Browns, other Cleveland sports, saying basically what I've been saying. People need to wake up. Cleveland State is 12-0. They're playing great basketball. They are primed for a run in the March tournament. I had my first game and my season tickets last Tuesday night. Great win, great game. I'm so excited. And they want to get on the road in Texas at Sam Houston State this weekend. I proclaimed on Facebook.
Sam Houston Institute of Technology?
No, Sam Houston State. Is there an Institute of Technology?
Well, I mean, because you never heard that before?
No.
What would the acronym be?
I don't know.
For the Sam Houston Institute of Technology?
Oh, okay. Well, I know that the Bearcats are the Sam Houston State team.
It's 8 o'clock. Is it time to drink some American honey?
But wait, so I'm driving back. I heard from Webster, Pennsylvania, I heard Cleveland State won that game. So I announced on Facebook, they've got to be in the top 25 at this point. 12-0, they beat a team on the road in Texas that was in the tournament last year. And sure enough, they weren't in the top 25.
BK in the chat room is a big fan of the Vikings.
Yes.
That's what he's saying.
But sure enough, they weren't in the top 25. They're still not getting respect.
Yeah, so you went on, you bought these, you bought season?
2 season tickets for the rest of the season, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Great seats, was happy to be there. About 2,000 people were at the game last Tuesday night. Hoping to get that up to a little more. But it was still a great crowd. The people that were there were very vocal.
Yeah.
And I'm just really excited. I mean, they're primed for a great run here. They're actually at West Virginia Saturday on ESPN 3.
There's an ESPN 3?
Yeah, my same thing I said.
Do you get ESPN
3? I don't know.
I don't think I do.
Because I get 8 ESPNs, but I don't know that one of them is 3. Uh-huh. But
it skips 3. It goes right to 14. Five, six. Yeah.
Classic sports, you know, all that. So they are Saturday on the road in West Virginia, which is a big game, ranked opponent. If they can win Saturday, you got to think they're going to crack the top 25.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
Nice.
So go Vikings.
All right.
Viking awesome.
It's time. 8 o'clock Monday night. You're listening to Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Chat with us at radioshowonline.com. Now we're going to get into this Ask Men's Male Survey of 2010. The moment you've all been waiting for. Jeff is cracking the American Honey. What is that? Whiskey?
Whiskey.
American Honey Whiskey. Where did you get this bottle?
This was a Christmas gift from the piping company.
Thank you.
Now, before you drink it...
Do we cheers?
We have to go into the question.
Okay.
Because we're all about work here. Yeah. What is the...
Show prep is what we do.
What is the ultimate... This survey, Jeremy...
Is this a drinking game?
No, it's not a drinking game. In this survey... I'm going to move in the mic. What is the ultimate man's drink, would you say in your mind?
Don't touch that mic because it'll be noisy and people won't like it. What is the ultimate man's drink?
Yes. And I'm talking a brand, a drink, like a type of drink. You know, liquor...
You mean like it could be straight or it could be... Yeah. I would say Manhattan is up there. Or Manhattan or like Jack Daniels on the rocks.
Okay. I could see that. That's a fair answer. But the respondents responded, which
but
is...
But wrong.
It's a fair answer.
But incorrect.
Beer was the first choice. Just general drinks, beer. And that's kind of obvious. But beyond that, second was whiskey. 25% said whiskey is the ultimate men's drink.
That is a men's drink.
So as we are like ultimate that. Men, let's give it a
American
shot.
Honey.
I'm not a shot. I'm not a shot guy, but it does go down fairly smooth.
That's a good one, actually.
It is. It's because of this honey flavor.
It is that honey.
It makes a big difference.
Have you had that before?
No, I never had it before.
That's good.
Yeah, so that was good. So that's the ultimate men's drink, second place to beer.
Not necessarily that flavor, but just whiskey in general.
No, but for us it is now.
That's warm. That's a good thing to have in your tummy on a warm night.
It is. It's a good winter drink.
Yeah.
Be good at Prosperity Social Club. Let's see. Some other questions they asked in the sort of year-end survey. Do real men cry, Jeremy? Now, I want you to open up here to our listeners. You've always got that protective shell around you.
Yeah.
Let it down for 2 minutes. Do real men cry?
Well, I am not a real man, so, no. I don't know. I suppose it depends on what you're crying about.
What if you're crying about a failed internet radio show?
Yes. I hate letting my real self shine through, Jeff. You know that. I like this show that I build up. I would say that if depending on the issue, I mean, you don't want to be crying at
regularly
the drop of a hat.
Now let's talk about this. I'm a big 60 Minutes fan. As you know, I love news magazine shows.
Yeah.
Can't get enough of them.
Right.
60 Minutes last night, our speaker-elect John Boehner was on there.
I heard that.
He was crying at every question. I was almost embarrassed. Now, I believe real men do cry. I agree with you. I think you can cry and still be a man.
Okay.
But Boehner is crying every time they mention he came from humble origins. You and I came from the bad part of Rocky River. We worked our way out of humble origins.
Yeah, yeah. We were in the south end of Rocky River.
We were in the southwest end.
Yeah, yeah.
Very close to Berea.
Worst.
So yeah,
close to Berea.
So we can all say we came from humble. So Boehner, anytime they mention where he came from, like he definitely worked his way up from a tough upper. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But he would lose it. I mean, repeatedly.
Yeah. What were the questions?
Just how you came from a bar owner's son cleaning this bar when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And how you worked your way through college to be Speaker of the House, and that is an amazing journey. Don't get me wrong. Speaker of the House, that's one in a million. Unbelievable. But he would just get very emotional anytime his background or his childhood came up.
Yeah.
He would get very weepy. And I was just kind of surprised at that. I mean, so I think that's like the other extreme. I think you can cry, but maybe not, like you said, not necessarily regularly.
Right.
Or certain questions always make you cry. That'd be...
It depends what, what it is. It probably, maybe it depends the circumstances, what you're doing. I wonder if when John Boehner, when his husband...
Wow.
When his dad owned that bar,
wild turkey.
I wonder if he was drinking American Honey.
I wonder. You think that's the reason for his rise? And could it help fuel our rise on internet radio?
Well, that was a strong pour that time, Jeff.
So we're talking about another question.
Oh, yeah.
credit cards. Now, we've talked in the past, men versus women. You know my thoughts on credit cards.
Men versus women. We shall prevail.
Yeah. That few that only one of us can survive. No, you know.
Which isn't true at all.
Regarding credit cards. How sometimes, if you have to, you know, stereotype a little bit, sometimes women get a little carried away. And men
do too.
That's
what they say.
So, how many credit cards do you own was a survey question. What do you think most men would answer that question?
How many credit cards do you own?
Yes.
See, again, I think that's a deceiving question. I think a better question would be, how many credit cards do you have that have a balance on them?
Okay. Well, because unfortunately, Darren, we didn't make the poll. So.
Okay. How many credit cards do you own? Three, I would say. Would be
okay. 6% of people responded three. So you're once again in the minority.
Right.
I'm a little better. I have two. I'm 17%.
What did they say about the crying thing?
Oh, good question. Do you want us to answer these questions?
We didn't cover that.
I want to leave it to the imagination. Crying. 40% say yes, but only in response to tragedies like death of a loved one, which I think we could agree with.
Right.
That was 40%. 5% say no, never. That's a real tough part of the population.
What about what percent cry about like their job?
About their job. That wasn't one of the answers. 28% said yes, just not publicly.
Could we figure that out?
We can add in maybe a 1% cry about their job. So credit card. I am in 17%. I have two. The number one answer was one. 37% of people have one credit card, which kind of surprises me only because in this day and age, what if you have some sort of issue with your credit card that's not even a fault of your own and you're out for a work event, you're traveling, and you're somewhere where you just need that backup. To me, it's purely a backup credit card, but I feel like you need two.
Yeah, that's really strange. I mean, I would think that, I mean, again, I've had a couple credit cards, and as I pay one off, they say that you're not supposed to cancel a credit card because it's good for your credit history, that even if you want to keep a zero balance on, as long as there's no fees or anything, you should really keep it there and keep it open. So I don't know. Interesting. How many more questions we got? It's a whole survey.
A couple more. Do you have a bucket list of things to do before you die?
I don't have, no.
But see, I feel like I do, just not officially. There are things I do that I think, oh, I've always wanted to do this.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, I want to drink American honey while doing
this podcast. I mean, not such mundane things, but I mean, things, you know, if you're traveling. And,
yeah, but I mean, if you don't have it written out,
yeah.
I mean, I think to me, like a bucket list, like they say.
It's a firm list.
Yeah, and they say if you want to actually accomplish things, you should write them out. And I think that's true. I think that's true in business and in life. And that is my moment of zen for all our listeners tonight.
All right, one more question, Jeremy.
Okay.
If a colleague committed a major...
What do they say? What do people say? You're not giving the answer. Are we supposed to give the answers to this poll?
Sorry. 47% no, but I would like to have one. Do not have a bucket list, but would like to make one. 28% do have one.
What about no, and I don't want one ever?
25%.
Oh, okay.
If your colleague committed a major mistake at work that could cost your company time and money, major blunder.
Yeah.
Which of the following would you be most likely to do? Encourage him or her to take ownership of the mistake, keep it quiet, and help him or her fix it before anyone notices, keep it quiet and let them fix it themselves, tell the boss in order to ensure that the problem is fixed. So basically, go right to the boss and say, hey, we got a huge problem.
Yeah.
Or tell the boss in order to make you look good by comparison. I know I would do that last one.
Really?
Yeah. I'd be like, boss, you're not going to believe how John screwed up, but don't worry, I think I can fix it. I would do that in a minute.
Huh.
I mean, I wouldn't even hesitate.
I would do A.
Okay.
I would do A. We're pretty big on people taking ownership of
Rosetta.
Good and bad things. At Rosetta, yes. That's where I work. Let's make this a commercial for them. So I would do A.
Okay. Well, there you go. We disagree.
If there's more people in the chat room, Jen, what would you do?
Feel free to chime in.
Oh, boy.
So that's what an interesting set of poll questions. I think when I say they're interesting, that means they are.
Right. You deemed them interesting.
So there they are. So let's go to emails, Jerry.
Emails, emails, emails. Hey, if you want to send us an email, you can send your emails to hatemail@radioshowonline.com.
We get emails every day.
Every day we get emails. And if we read your email on the air, like this one coming up from DK, DK can now go out on Literary and pick any car on Literary to take.
Just let us know which one you like, and we'll go from there.
And you know, he'll go from there.
Well.
We'll deny ever knowing or speaking to him or saying.
But we will.
And we'll scrub this part from the podcast, so there'll be no proof.
But DK, come on over whenever you're ready.
Yeah, come on over. Just don't pick the Santa Fe. All right. And DK writes, now he didn't, you know, a lot of our emails start off with Dear Radio Show, Jeff.
Very proper.
Right. This one, he just ignores me. He forgets that I'm the one that drives over
here. That you're 40% of the show.
Sets up the equipment. Yeah. You just provide the wild turkey, which, in all honesty, that you get
60%. That really does trump.
Yeah, that does trump. All right. Email from DK. Jeff, I wish I could have enjoyed the annual trip to Las Vegas this year. The true reason I did not attend is that the wife and I are having ourselves a shorty. Is DK a black man?
He's not.
All right. We know the child will be a boy. We hope he is born with one penis and two testicles, but the sonogram is slightly inconclusive so far. You know, and we wonder why we can't get more guests on the show, Jeff. We are sure he is a proportionally well-hung boy so far. Thank you, modern technology. He needs a manly, kick-ass name. What would you suggest? Discuss. Best DK.
I mean, first of all, we're going to post this on the website because I feel like this is such a great question.
We need the question on the website?
We got to post the question.
Okay.
First of all, Dan,
I'm your little monkey. Here I go off to my monkey cage to update the blog.
First of all, Dan's a good friend of mine from high school, and I love that he's giving me big life-changing news via the radio show email form.
And he's like never spoken to him in years?
This is the first I've heard of this baby, though, was through the radio show website.
Congratulations.
So, Dan, congratulations to you and Jess. I'm very happy for both of you. In terms of, and I'm also very happy to hear he's proportionally well hung.
Yes. How can you tell at a fetus at 4 months?
Dan has the technology. He's all over this. I believe Dan. I believe the test results and the pictures he's seen. What name, if he wants a manly kick-ass name, what would I suggest? And Jeremy, feel free, even though this is directed to me.
Right.
I'm going to invite you.
Go ahead. Let me think a little bit. Go ahead with yours.
When I think of a manly kick-ass name, I feel like Derek. People don't screw around with Derek.
Derek's a good one.
Derek, you know, hey, Derek wants to see you. That's not a good thing. Like, you're going to be a little worried. Hey, Derek's pissed at you.
Yeah.
Oh, Derek's pissed at me? Oh, Derek, man. Derek. That's how I feel.
I would say Thor.
Thor's tough.
I have three. I would say Thor, the Situation Junior.
Okay.
Or Parabola.
Okay.
Which, now, Parabola I think of more as a girl's name.
Okay.
Of those three. So you can pick from those three or those four. You know, Derek's good too, though. I was going to say Derek, but you took mine.
What about Ron?
No, that's porn.
Ron.
Star. That's a porn star name.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You Derek. What about Chuck? Chuck is usually fairly
Chuck.
Tough.
Yeah.
Chuck. Hey, here's... Chuck's pissed off. Dude, Blank is pissed off at you, and then see if you're scared. That's the
four.
Test.
Parabola is pissed off at you.
See, I'm not scared of that.
The Situation Junior?
Situation Junior. Parabola, I say Parabola. I don't care about Parabola. That's my reaction to that.
Yeah. Ronald?
Ronald is
well,
a joke.
That's Ron. See, they would call him Ronald. You don't want like a longer name. Like,
and that would emasculate
him. They could, like Jeffrey or something.
Jeffrey.
They could,
yeah. Or Geoffrey.
Geoffrey.
The giraffe spelling.
Exactly.
So
they both start with G.
Actually, Dan, I think Jeff is a good name.
Yeah, there you go. Jeff or Jeremy.
No, I think Jeff or Derek. Or, better yet, Dan, Jeff, Derek, Kyle would be a great name.
No one's afraid of a Jeremy, though. Jeremy's a...
Jeremy's someone you buy a car from.
Yes. Jeremy's a lover, not a fighter.
Yep.
He's not afraid to cry.
Because you just sold a car.
He's not afraid to cry and show his emotional side. No, I get it.
Yeah, okay.
I get your point. All right. Radio show with Jeff and Jeremy can be heard every Monday night live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern. That's a crucial point. Because people in California get confused.
Right. That would be...
It's 4:30 California.
4:30
yeah.
California.
Just in time for that drive home.
Right. You can and you can pull up radioshowonline.com on your iPhone or BlackBerry.
Now, Jeremy, people were telling me yesterday they're having trouble downloading the show. Seriously, is there anything on iTunes?
What?
And of course, you know, my answer was I just stared at them.
And ran away.
There was no... I
completely changed the subject.
I
bought a Christmas tree.
I'm having a party. I couldn't come up with words to explain... download.
I don't think so, but okay. Thanks for putting me on the spot on the air.
We're going to post a solution to that.
Right. Yeah, you can download all the past episodes, and if you can listen to the podcast from your iPhone or BlackBerry while you're driving in your car and you're stuck in California traffic.
And I have friends who do that. They, on the way to work the next day, 2 days later, they listen to the show, and it's really a treat.
We do have California. California is actually the state that listens to us the most.
You know, that's
behind
true.
Ohio.
People think that's a joke, but it really is true. Because I have some good friends out there.
Yeah.
And you have a cousin.
Family.
Yep.
Yep. All right, it's 8:15 p.m., Monday, December 13th. Stay warm, everyone. It's 16 degrees out there downtown Cleveland, so stay warm. And until episode 18, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Good night.
Bye.